I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. A disease that can impact ranchers' bottom lines is bovine trichinomiasis. And if a herd is infected, it can reduce calf crops by more than 50%. Behringer Ingelheim, Senior Professional Services Veterinarian, Dr. John Davidson says it's important to consider trick testing your bulls both pre- and post-breeding season.
So the management approach for dealing with trichinomiasis is ongoing surveillance. Bulls ought to be tested during the breeding soundness exam. It's very simple for a veterinarian to collect a sample for trich while they're performing the pre-breeding breeding soundness exam on bulls. Then the other component is a vaccine where you can vaccinate cattle. The basic takeaway is that two doses of the TrichGuard vaccine are placed into the heifers and cows before bull turnout, with the second dose being 30 days before exposure. And when that takes place, you've got a greater likelihood of the calf hitting the ground versus being lost to abortion.
Another element to remember is when cattle jump fences into the neighbor's place.
What I tell ranchers and their veterinarians when discussing trichinomiasis is that any breach in biosecurity should be taken with utmost priority, so that if you have your cattle, your bulls, cows crossing fence lines and getting into neighboring ranching operations, that is a reason to be concerned.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.